Okay, I believe we're live.
Awesome. Welcome to the Table Talk Discussions number
35.
Gosh, I forgot. Like, we're 30-something. 35. But we'll be talking today about Let Us Rejoice and learning about celebrations. This will be lots of fun. All right. So our guests today are Donna Goff, Heidi Lathan, and Becky Rogers. So, yes, we will be listening to them. So, our first one up, well, think about this just during the whole time. Celebrating. What do you celebrate? Why do you celebrate? And learn the listen to the question that I ask Heidi and see if you can answer that question and how you would answer that question.
Okay. Just before we do that, though, Shannon's on. Hi, Shannon. And hey, she says naps. How does she celebrate naps? Lots of naps.
Oh, okay. You know, that was what? Who was it? Gosh, I think it was. I want to say Diane McLean. I think it was Diane McLean who said that I take naps to celebrate. Well, and that's so true. Like when you're as a mother and you're busy, or you're working in your business busy.
As a mom, you're busy.
And never as a dad.
No, I was thinking about the mom part.
Anyway,
right, you're busy. Yes, and
naps
you need...
are perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so we said we were going to go with Heidi Lathan, right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's Heidi.
Okay.
We get to the point and we're really, really struggling. And then as soon as we pass the test, we're like, okay, that's it. What's next? What's next? Right? Mm-hmm. And we don't take the time to say, hey, I passed that test. Let's celebrate. Or anything that we do. I finished the dishes. Let's celebrate. I finished the dishes. Mm-hmm. It's something I didn't want to do, and now I'm finished. So we don't take time enough to celebrate, to rejoice in mm-hmm. what we're doing. How do you rejoice and celebrate with your children?
You know, I do. I mean, I think we try to get the big milestones, you know, and celebrate or whatever. But I think, you know, celebrating even God's creations, you know, it's a snow day, you know, sometimes... Mm-hmm. Taking school off and going out and enjoying the snow mm-hmm. or the leaves are turning red. Let's go out and take a hike and go, you know, rejoice in Heavenly Father's creations.
Yeah. Or, oh, I love that.
You know, I really think that really does mm-hmm. help. You know, you feel like, we can't take the time off, but can you afford not to take the time off
right.
and go celebrate that? And I think you're rejuvenated and you come back and you're able to, you know, get back into the groove of things again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Good.
But that's one of the best ways to celebrate. And I loved how she used that word, celebrate God's creations.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? When we celebrate God's creations, then we're rejoicing. We're saying thank you. And when we're out in nature, as we know, we just got back from a 7-day camping trip to Wyoming. We come
camping?
Back. Well,
camping.
Yeah,
can we really call it camping?
It was in a really nice cabin. But we did have an open fire and we did live in the trees and we got to see the constellations. It was camping. It was camping a little bit. Anyway, we love the nature and we come back rejuvenated and happy and filled, like Heidi said.
Well, she didn't specifically make too much of a point of this, but that I caught that I liked was. She said, it's a snow day, let's go have some fun or do something. Mm-hmm. And what that made me think of is, you know, sometimes you just need a quick change. Mm-hmm. Just do something different. Sometimes you need to celebrate something when there doesn't feel like there's anything to celebrate.
Yeah. That's
so,
true.
So
learn how to celebrate nothing.
Well, okay.
Or to rejuvenate, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, you're by celebrating...
Sometimes celebration is a change.
Yeah, it's just
doing
a change
of, what do they call that? And when you're presenting something and you say we need to have a change in the audience, it needs to they're falling asleep, so let's do whatever. I can't remember what that's called.
Yeah,
but.
So you just make make that shift.
I like that. And celebration can be a change.
They interrupt.
Yeah, interrupt. That's what it was called.
Yeah,
I knew.
So so that interrupt can sometimes and there's a pretty famous one in our family.
What's that?
It was, you were all excited, you're teaching the kids on the bed and trying to teach them stuff and they're like not even paying attention and you threw them all out of the house and they start playing in the leaves
mm-hmm.
and then you ended up getting done with your little...
Ah, I can't get it in the right.
And then you went ahead and went outside, and you ended up taking pictures of them playing in the leaves and celebrating and having fun. And
yes, that's true.
It was, yeah.
That's true. We celebrated nature with an interrupt, because Mom got mad. But we were able to come back in and finish, so that was good.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. No, I love that. All right. So up next is, who is it? Becky Rogers. Becky Rogers is going to be telling us how she celebrates. In here, I tell a little story, too. So listen to that one.
In our learning process, we have a tendency as a society to get to the point where we've learned and then we go, what's next? And we get to that level and we instead of just saying, hey, let's celebrate what I've done. Let's make this a great thing. Let's rejoice over where we are here. Mm-hmm. Then let's look for the next thing, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you incorporate rejoicing or celebrating with your family?
Sometimes I have to remind myself to do it. But we do, you know, in our family, we do a lot of vision board things. We do a lot of life story things. And so whenever things happen there, we always celebrate that because that's a big deal, you know? And as far as their learning goes, sometimes I have to remind myself because I fall prey to having a to-do list longer than the universe. That's never going to, in a million years, going to get done. Right. And so sometimes I have to remind myself, okay, let's look at what I actually did. Mm-hmm. I have all of these things to do, but I just knocked out 10 videos for this program, this website, or this program. Yeah. You know, like, booyah!
Yeah.
So we do a lot of booyah.
Booyah.
That's a
great way to celebrate. Love it.
Very cool. We do that. So and with the kids, making sure, for sure, with the kids, making sure that they're acknowledged for their accomplishments. It's huge. Otherwise, why would they want to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And for them to acknowledge that what they did was hard.
Yeah.
And they did it. Right. And that kind of comes naturally with when you do music.
Mm-hmm.
Because to learn an instrument and to master it is hard work.
Yes.
You know? So whenever they're finished, whenever they perform, whenever they do anything like that, that becomes
a celebration
in and of itself.
A recital or whatever their performance is. Yeah.
So we're doing flowers. We're doing, you know.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it's so important to do that.
Celebrate their hard work. Yeah.
I remember hearing a story one time about a lady that could not be happy. She had this great husband, a great family, everything was going well in her life, and she had everything going for her, but she wasn't happy. She couldn't figure it out. So she asked her mentor and said, you know, what am I need to do? And he says, just go back for the last decade and write down all of your successes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did. It took her several weeks to get this compiled. And as she was faxing it to him, it happened a while ago. Her fax sheet said, I'm crying as I'm sending this to you. Not over the task that it took me and the time it took me, but it was so easy to recall all my failures.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up just easy.
Mm-hmm.
But my successes, I had to dig deep for.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's because we don't celebrate our successes, right? We don't make a rejoicing. But you're right. In music, it's a natural thing because we have that performance. In theater, it's easy because we have that performance. But in lots of other things, we don't take that time to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's something said for declaring your preparation complete.
Mm, yeah.
Celebration thing. Because I don't know. I imagine you're like me where I could work on this forever and keep perfecting it and getting it, you know, and where it's never going to be good enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's never going to be finished because it's... And at some point, you have to declare that preparation complete.
Yeah. Let's be happy about it. Yeah.
Well, it helps you in your performance because it's a change in the brain, you know? Mm-hmm. So as part of that celebration, you could incorporate that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay.
What was your favorite part on hers?
I don't know. I mean, the booyah is pretty cool. I mean, it's what's cool about that is it's not like you have to take time and create a party and do all those kinds of things, which people like to do. But, you know, we all have different personalities.
Yep.
And that's great for that more dominant personality that just wants to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
And that to the accomplishment of having gotten the thing done, a lot of times they're that bullet point type person that can just go, booyah! and then just go on and be
Sometimes that's all it needs.
Yeah. Well, for a lot of them, that's exactly all it needs.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about more than that because we're talking about the whole family,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about mom and the kids and hopefully dad in there too. And and so you want to have more.
Yeah.
Sometimes, mm-hmm. but sometimes all you need is, you know, for example, sometimes you need to have a celebration in the middle, meaning, you know, someone's there going along reading and they have messed up that same word every single time
mm-hmm.
for months and they got it instantly, just went back and you just stop and go, oh yeah. And then you just go on. I mean, it's those types of things,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's the high five. It's those celebrations that
I remember last night when I got done with my article, Tennyson comes in and he's done with his reading. And we're like, oh, celebration. What'd we do? Well, raise our hands. Shake your hands. Yay! Yeah. We all screamed. We screamed for me, and then we screamed for him, and we screamed for you. And that was fun. That was fun. Like, yay, we accomplished this. This is awesome.
Yeah.
It's something small, something little, but it's super cool.
Yeah. So what was yours on her?
Mine was probably, when she said this, to declare preparation complete. You can practice and practice and practice and practice, or do and do and do, like cleaning the kitchen. You can always find more to do. Finishing a website. There's always more to do, right?
It's never finished.
It's never finished.
Really.
Doing a farming, that's never finished. But you can just get to the point where, okay, it's finished enough that we can launch. It's finished enough, we can do the next thing. And celebrate that.
Yeah.
So it's not done. It's complete as is and ready to go.
Well, and sometimes we have to do that. I think one of the things she was trying to say was sometimes that we just have to, you know, it's something that is never complete. Okay, those are one thing. But what about the things that we're trying to get so perfect and it's going to take so much more time when really it doesn't have to be perfect and it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And we can move on to something else.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that perfection or whatever that something that's in
just
our mind.
Just declaring it done. It's done.
Yeah.
It's enough. It's done good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing that I loved what she said is about performances. Remember, so in piano, it's an easy because we always perform, at least if we have a teacher. We perform when we're done. Or we perform to our friends or we perform to our parents or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's a performance. We could do that with almost everything, right? We, in fact, you and I do this with our children as we get out the video recorder and have to perform their report in front of the video camera.
As
right?
we discovered this week, while we were up at our reunion, we pulled out and found one of those old camcorders that we had that had the old tapes in them, and we reviewed a few of them.
Oh, that was so much fun.
I know, but
big boys or just little teeny tiny kids have this little plastic cell in front of them. Now this one is a nucleus, and this is a ribosome, and this is a raisin, and
we made it out of Jello, and you know, talking about everything.
Yeah,
So yeah, yes, we do those.
Yes.
We do tend to use video in our family.
Yeah, we do perform a lot. Here we are performing for you today. Okay, so yeah, that was Becky Rogers. Now, I just want to think about that song. It's a hymn in the hymn book called Let Us Rejoice. And I just want to read you the first verse, and I wanted to pick out three words that declare celebration. Now let us rejoice in the day of salvation. No longer as strangers on earth need we roam. Good tidings are sounding to us and each nation, and shortly the hour of redemption will come. And when all that was promised, the saints will be given, and none will molest them from morn until eve. And earth will appear as the Garden of Eden, and Jesus will say to Israel, come home. So what did you hear in that? What did you hear in that that's about celebration? What did you hear, Tom?
Well, I was just... The celebration, it's interesting. It's the celebration of the gospel. Of the gospel having the plan of salvation being in existence.
Mm.
And there's a plan. And and Christ has done this, and Christ is in charge, and he's put forth the plan, and we can rejoice that it's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because if not, we all have a problem.
Right, right.
We're not going to return.
Yeah.
But so his saying is, come home.
To all Israel, come home.
Without him, without
come to rest.
Without him, there's no celebration because there's no coming home.
Yeah, exactly. And there's that word rest again, taking naps, like Shannon said, right?
Different so, kind of rest, maybe, but... Well,
I don't know, because the word rest in Hebrew actually means to come to my Father's home.
Yeah.
Don't stop what you're doing. You don't have to do that anymore. Come home. Have a relaxing day. Yep. Yeah. And then it ends with these words, and Christ and his people will ever be one. United, same purpose, same heart, same mind. Enjoy.
Reason to rejoice, for sure.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. All right, so up next is Donna Goff, and she has some great insights on how to celebrate.
Okay, here she is.
So a lot of us learn and learn and learn and learn, and we get to a certain point, and we've learned what we thought we were going to do, and like, okay, what's next? What's next? You know, instead of saying, oh, let's take time out to celebrate. So how do you, in your homeschooling, rejoice over what you've learned or celebrate in your homeschooling?
We've actually had some celebrations. We had a mother-daughter book group that met at my house,
mm-hmm.
and we were Prince's Academy because we were daughters of a king,
mm-hmm.
and we were studying great literature and learning lost arts and things, and at the end of the school year, we did an evening of eloquence,
oh,
and it was beautiful. A celebration of our womanhood, and we invited
and what you had learned the and whole all time.
Yes, our
that.
Hope Chest journey. We uh-huh. got to share, so the moms and the daughters would get to get up and share with the group, and then they would display that.
Mm-hmm.
But we came together, a feasting and joyful, and recognizing right. and encouraging each other, and inviting the men in our lives, our brothers, our husbands, mm-hmm. and in celebrating. We've also had celebrations before, a special meal before homeschool. We have family holidays, like we celebrate birthdays, of course. We do a shipwreck Thanksgiving. September 16th is Constitution Day. My second great grandmother was just 2 weeks from her second birthday, and their ship lost its mast
uh-huh.
and its rudder coming across the Atlantic from Germany.
My goodness.
And they were taking on water and about to go under.
Yeah.
And one of the cousins, most of the 162 passengers were cousins and relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And 13-year-old girl said, Marguerite Eris, she said, Jesus stilled the waves. Maybe he will calm the waves for us. And one of the sailors said, stop that girl. We're all going to drown.
Oh, my goodness.
And she stood up and she started singing, "In Mighty Fortresses, Our God."
Wow.
And everybody, all the relatives started singing it, and many of the crew, and they landed on a sandbar.
Mm-hmm.
And dawn of September 17th, they could see the lights along the shore. They found that there were black slaves that came to their rescue.
Oh, wow.
They had never seen people of color before. They uh-huh. were from Württemberg area of Germany. They were stalwart Lutherans.
Yeah.
They got on that shore and they bowed down to the ground, kissed it, and prayed. And they dedicated that to the fourth generation. They would remember that day in Thanksgiving, and not working that day in Thanksgiving every year. And so that is a celebration of the heart.
Yeah.
And I am the fourth generation.
Wow.
And so, and I'm younger than most of the fourth generation because my ancestor was a baby.
Mm.
And her mother had a baby 2.5 weeks later
in
Baltimore. So she made it across this
Whoa.
Whole thing through the storm, losing the mass, and still carried that baby.
Yeah.
And her mother's younger sister, her birthday was the day her 22nd birthday was the day they were rescued.
Wow.
So I said, we have got to celebrate this.
Yeah. And what did you call it?
Oh.
Ship sailing?
Well,
it was family or something.
It's a German Schiffbruch Gottesdienst, Shipwreck Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
And their church in Genera, Ohio, where most of the survivors moved to Ohio, mm-hmm. worked their way in, has celebrated that for the last 185 years. And wow. It happened on a Saturday. So this year it happened on a Saturday. And I said, yes, this is my celebration of the heart. And we celebrate stuff like Johnny Appleseed service.
Mm-hmm.
So my younger daughter said, this will be our service day. You know, because Johnny Appleseed was all about service.
Yeah, he totally was. Yeah.
And when I was little, we lived in Fort Wayne where I was born, and we'd go to his grave.
Oh.
And we'd have a picnic by his grave. So we celebrate that. My oldest son was born on that day. If I had realized it was Johnny Appleseed's birthday, his name would have been Johnny instead of Adam. But his brother got Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So anyway.
That's great.
So Donna had a lot of ideas and things that they do to celebrate. I love that they... she does enough celebrating that it just came naturally to, mm-hmm. to share all those different ways that they celebrate.
Mm-hmm. And she recognized it as a celebration, right?
Right.
There are many mothers who's like, I don't think I celebrate. Do I celebrate?
And then you realize, later.
Maybe I do.
Yeah.
But Donna was just quick. She had already thought about it. I loved how she called it a celebration of the heart.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
This is a celebration of the heart. It's because my ancestors were German. They came across.
Well, yeah, but she also the way she said it, it just made me think of literally of the heart. Like, she loved that celebration.
Yeah.
Like it was in her heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the same with the others. The Johnny Appleseed Day fell into her child's heart, right? And she goes, Mom, let's make this the service day that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
just beautiful things.
So which one of hers did you like the best of all of them?
Well,
could you not choose?
I don't know. In my mind, as she's talking, right, I'm thinking, a shipwreck Thanksgiving. Whoa, let's plan a shipwreck Thanksgiving for this Thanksgiving. You know, what could we do to celebrate a shipwreck? Anyway, just thoughts of that just to help, you know, it spurs your imagination to go on.
Well, and that's the purpose of one of the purposes of this series, or specifically today, but I mean this next few weeks, is to help spur ourselves
mm-hmm.
and other people's minds into what can you do to celebrate?
Yeah.
You know, celebrating the little things that need to be interrupted, celebrating the little accomplishments, celebrating the big things.
Yeah. And then making big deals out of some things. Like, we make a big deal out of Christmas, right? We make a big deal of that. But what do we do with our learning? We, in our family, celebrate every time we finish a book. We have a party. Watch a movie sometimes if a movie's going with it. We celebrate by eating their kinds of foods. We just finished The Sign of the Beaver. So we had stew to go with Johnny. What's his name? Thanks, Donna. Matt always had stew, and so we celebrated with that. We learned about Indians and did some Indian things for activities, and then we had popcorn because he always had corn, and pumpkin pie because he always had the pumpkin. Anyway, so we had the celebration in celebrating that we had finished the book.
Right.
Yeah, to help us to remember that. Anyway. So those are some great things to do. And throughout the month, we're going to give you some wonderful, actually quite amazing ideas on different ways to celebrate. So
yeah, I can think of one that I don't know if it'll come up as one celebration specifically,
mm-hmm.
but we've used it in another spot, but it has to do with themes.
Oh yeah, themes for sure. Yeah.
So.
Yes, and we will definitely talk about that for sure. So there is a poem written by a lady named Jennifer Maurer, and it's called I Celebrate the Child. And I'm not going to read you the whole poem, but it's just, I celebrate the child because, and she goes through this whole idea, but one stanza of that says, I celebrate the child who searches for truth and light and rejoices in its discovery, embracing pure knowledge and understanding. I think that is such a beautiful thing, right? It goes along with learning so well, searches for that truth and light, rejoices in its discovery. We need to do that more. So I love to sit at the table and I ask my children, I said, what did you learn new today?
Hmm. I think we've talked about this a little before.
Yes, we have. I think and believe that that is a form of celebration.
Absolutely.
Because we're celebrating, by talking about it, we are celebrating what we have learned.
Especially because when you first start to do it, it might sound like an interrogation. Okay, what are you learning? You know, what do you learn mm-hmm. today? But we've done it so long that, how many times do the kids, they want to share it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, if they get skipped somehow mm-hmm. or whatever, they're like, wait a second. Or they'll start, two or three of them at once will try to mm-hmm. to share
and
at the same time.
And it always starts to a cool conversation.
Yeah.
At least one of the things that they've learned or talked about, we end up discussing about the rest of the time. So okay. I love this.
Something I have to just bring out, I don't know exactly the complete thoughts, but one of the things I want to just point out as far as the celebrations is celebrating Christ. Just because today, twice, while we were talking about, I don't remember earlier what it was, but certainly during Donna Goff's, you know, that shipwreck, the shipwreck Thanksgiving, it was a celebration, but it was a celebration of having been saved.
Yeah.
I mean, when she tells that story and she tells how the one girl says, wait a second, Jesus calmed the seas. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll do that for us. And they stand up and start singing.
Yeah. A testimony.
Yeah. And it's just, that they can believe it's so, Christ. I just want to add to today about just feeling like we need to make sure we recognize those spiritual things to celebrate.
Yeah.
And take it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, you know, we think of celebration when it comes to spiritual things. We think of it more to do with when someone is going to go serve a mission, or someone is returning from service, but a lot of them have to do with things that are at church, with our congregations,
mm-hmm.
and not just celebrating everyday realization of what Christ does for us.
Yeah. Yep, and we have celebrations a lot in our culture, but what do we do with our personal learning?
Yeah, well, just in our in our personal daily life.
Yeah.
You know, celebrating that, you know, it's one thing you get into a funk. Like, I was pretty sick this last few days,
mm-hmm.
and then getting out of that, because it, around that sickness there was other frustration, and that brings in other darkness and feeling inadequacies mm-hmm. and everything else, and you just don't feel great spiritually either.
Right.
And then when you come out of that, to celebrate, mm-hmm. celebrate that deliverance, that
mm-hmm.
That's just a right there is a an analogy or a metaphor right there. Your sickness to being health is the same as
yes.
it's an analogy for your sins being forgiven and everything too. Mm-hmm. So I mean, these celebrating just things like that too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. All right, thank you for being here with us. Thank you for joining us, and let's celebrate. Let us rejoice.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
See you next week.
Love you. Bye.